Here is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
Don't shoot. I'm only acting.
Honestly, you make me ill. Of all the boys I could have had for a brother, I had to get a cheeky little menace like you.
Oh, now, come on, Susan, let's have it. Who's upset you? How's next door's cat refused your cooking again?
Will you stop being rude?
Well, I will if you'll stop pulling faces.
I'm not pulling faces.
Oh, no, I forgot. You always look like that.
I'm warning you. You're asking for it.
I'm only joking. I think you're very good looking. When the man took your passport photo, his hand must have slipped.
My hand will slip in a minute. Round your ear.
Before the bell goes for the first round, could I have a word? Jimmy, I thought you came in here to do your homework.
Oh, ma'am, who cares about homework?
We care. Your granddad and I want to see you in the first three at the end of term.
Why, how's me granddad back me each way?
What's that about me, Jimmy?
Oh, hello, Grandad. I see you doing your homework, the football pools. I'll swap you. My hard sums for your easy six.
I'm not doing any easy six. I'm trying a new pern.
Well, it went wrong. You've gone bald.
A pern on a treble chance, and I'm not bald.
Of course not. I know. I was only joking. All that lovely grey hair sprouting all over the place. It must be the beer. You've started growing your own hops.
Look, get on with that homework.
Aye, and do it quietly. Don't disturb me while I'm doing my pulls.
Oh, don't worry. I won't disturb you if you'll do all my sums for me.
Leave your granddad alone.
Oh, all right, ma'am. If you'll just give me a shove off with this first one, I won't bother him anymore.
Oh, all right. Read it out.
Right. If it takes 10 men a week to dig a hole 30 metres by 22 metres, how long would it take 7 men to dig the same hole?
Oh, that's easy.
If 2 of the men are taken ill when the hole is only half finished.
Oh.
I'll see who's at the door.
Pass me a sheet of paper, Jim.
Right. Here you are, Professor Sinclair.
Now then, first 10 men dig a hole 30 by 22. Then there are 7 men. 2 are ill. That leaves 5.
Brilliant.
Look, if you're going to be cheeky, I won't help you at all.
All right, I'll get somebody else to help me. Seeing it's got you licked.
What do you mean? I could do that some if I had the time.
You what? You couldn't do it if you had the answer.
And you had it good up there, Humphrey.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Yeah. That's all I need. Humphrey Brocklebank, passing comments and my pool selection. I wouldn't care, but nobody at their house does the pools.
Oh, their cat does. Look, I'll keep him quiet. I'll give him my sums to do.
I won't stay long, Mrs. Clitheroe, but I just had to come round and tell you the exciting news.
Well, what is it, Humphrey?
Look, come away into the kitchen. Excuse me.
Mrs. Clitheroe, James's headmaster, Mr. Treadwell, has asked me to produce the school half-term concert next week.
Oh, yes.
But what's the exciting news? Well, that's it.
Oh, well, congratulations. I'll just go in the kitchen and put the kettle on father. Brew some pools. Make us all a nice cup of tea. Excuse me.
James... Your mother, is she all right?
Well, the Coleman thinks so. He's always telling me how much he'd like to take her out.
I meant, is she... Oh, never mind. Look, James, your headmaster tells me that when approached to take part in the half-term concert, you demurred.
I did not. It was Ozzy outside making rude noises through the keyhole.
I mean, you declined to take part in the concert.
Well, of course I did. I'm no mug. You wouldn't get me in that concert for £1,000. I had enough last year, stuck in the back row of the choir, where nobody could see me, warbling, who can follow the merry, merry pipes of Pan. Pipes of Pan? The row we were making, he should have sent for a plumber.
I see. So you don't want me to put your name down to appear in the concert?
No.
Or to assist backstage?
No.
So you don't wish to go on the outing afterwards to Bellevue Circus?
No. Yes. You what?
Yes. The following Saturday, everyone connected with the show is being treated to a tea party and a visit to the circus.
Oh, right. I think I'll start off with me acting bit, you know. Jim lad. We be off to Treasure Island, we be. To dig up the priceless treasure. Pieces of eight a hair, pearls a hair, diamonds and two tickets for the cup final. A hair, Jim lad. A hair, a
James, they've got all the artists they need. I thought I might get you a job to do backstage.
All right, I'll be the stage manager.
I mean, I might get you in as a scene shifter.
Not likely. Ozzy's Uncle Willie got 5 years for doing that.
What, scene shifting?
Yes, he was scene shifting a safe out of the bank.
Jimmy, how did you get on at school today with your form master?
Who? From your Pete? He got the shock of his life. I got 7 out of 10 with me sums.
Oh, there were 3 wrong.
Yeah, and they were the ones you and Mr. Brocklebank helped me with.
Very funny. Hey, you mean after all that trouble you got 7 right yourself?
No, I copied them off Ozzy.
Well, I wouldn't have thought Ozzy was good at maths.
Oh, he isn't. He copies off Charlie Thompson. I don't know who doesn't for Charlie Thompson.
If you ask me, it's the teacher who's the Charlie.
Come in, Humphrey.
Oh, thank you, Mrs.
Clitheroe. Oh, no, the ninny's here again. He's never out of this house.
I know. Let's call him a lodger and charge him £2 a day.
Jimmy, Mr. Brocklebank has something to tell you.
Yes, James, I've just come from your school and I have some news that will delight you.
Is it on fire?
No, no. I've been talking to your form master.
Which one? Sander Sniffer or Your Pete?
Your Pete. Yeah, Mr. Benson.
Am I going to the circus or not?
Yes, James. I've adapted a little playlet, and one of the boys who is in it has been taken ill.
He must have read it.
Father. It's all right, Mrs. Clitheroe. James, you will be taking this boy's place.
Me? In a play? Do I murder anybody?
No. No, it's the tea party scene from Alice in Wonderland, and you're the March Hare. Oh.
And you're off your nut.
It's true, you are the March Hare, and your pal Ozzy is the Dormouse.
Ozzy, an actor?
The Dormouse only sleeps and eats.
Oh, well, in that case, he'll be perfect.
Humphrey, I presume you'll be playing the Mad Hatter yourself.
The Mad Hatter is played by the headmaster's son, Harold Treadwell.
What? Hideous Harold?
Jimmy, what a thing to say.
Well, he is ugly, ma'am. You can tell. When the school went to the zoo, the monkeys threw the nuts at him.
Pat, is it right what I've heard? We're being entertained tonight by the Humphrey Brocklebank strolling players.
Look, Father, our Jimmy doesn't know his part yet, so they're having an extra rehearsal.
Is that right, Jim? Jim?
To be or not to be, that is the question, and the answer's a lemon.
But that's in Shakespeare, not in Alice in Wonderland.
Well, I'm getting some Shakespeare ready in case Alice gets stage fright.
Why should she do that?
Well, she'll be looking at Hideous Harold.
Now, that's enough about Harold. Who's playing Alice, by the way?
Gillian Walters' father.
That's right. Gillian Walters' father is playing Alice. In a mother's dress.
I shan't tell you again. Look, go in the front room and tell Susan and Alfie that I want to tidy up in there for the rehearsal.
Well, all right, Mum, I'll tell them.
Oh, by the way, is it any use asking you not to cause any trouble in there?
Oh, there's no harm in asking, ma'am. Sorry. No, I won't cause any trouble with Alfie, ma'am. I promise.
Alfie, I think that's enough.
And the days grow shy when you read Bert Balaclough.
What?
No, not Bert Balaclough in the song. He was a Yankee actor who made that famous. But Bert Balaclough is somebody I've just remembered. Oh, it's a long story.
Well, save it until after you've gone home, Alfie.
Right, you are, Susan. I'll tell you after I've gone. Oh, wait a minute. I can't tell you then. I mean, you won't be here. I won't be. You will be, but I won't. I'll be there, and you won't be there, that is, and I won't be here.
Alfie, what are you trying to say?
He's neither here nor there.
Oh, no, you can't have 5 minutes' peace in this house.
Well, why don't you sling him out? Alfie, who's your friend with the funny face?
That's not a friend, that's your Susan with the funny face. Shut up.
You mean you're not friends with Susan?
No, but yes, she's my girlfriend. I love her. Bert Barraclough's my friend.
Oh, you only hold hands with him?
Yes, no. He's captain of our works rugby team, and I mentioned him because I'm expecting him to give me a ring.
Oh, you're going to get engaged to him then?
Yes. Oh, the ring on the telephone.
Alfie, why didn't you ignore him?
Yeah, it's all right, funny face, I'll handle this. I mean, Susan, I'll handle you. Him, I mean, see, I'll chuck him out of here.
Who, Bert Barraclough?
Yes. No, you. Bert Barraclough isn't coming here. He's at home ringing me because he isn't in. I'm not. Not at all, man. I'm here, and that's where he'll engage me. Give me the ring. Ring. Oh, just a minute. That might be for me, Mrs. Clitheroe. I won't be sick, Jimmy.
Oh, I'm going in the living room. Give my regards to your girlfriend, Bert.
Right, yeah. Hello?
Hello. Is that the Clitheroe residence?
Yes. You're not very plain. Not very plain to look at. I mean, not very plain on the phone.
Well, you see, I've got a sore throat in my neck.
Oh, I am sorry. What did you want?
A Mr. Humphrey Brocklebank.
Pardon? I didn't quite catch that. Was it Jimmy or one of the others?
No, I want to speak to somebody. Somebody who doesn't live there.
Oh, well, I don't live here. Well, I do. But well, if I don't live here, I almost do. I mean, I'm courting one of the inmates. The family. I thought you were a friend of mine, but you're not.
You can say that again. Now, listen. I was told that Mr. Humphrey Brocklebank was calling at Clitheroe's, and I want to speak to him urgently.
What name is it?
I am Councillor McGinty of the Education Committee, and I want to see Brocklebank at my place immediately, if not before. Now, would you tell him that, you numbskull?
Yes, if he's here. Hey, hang on a minute, Mr. Councillor. Mr. Paddy, McGinty. There won't be a minute. Hey, don't the Irish talk funny.
Children will be following me around in a few moments.
Oh, there he is. Excuse me, I've got the message. Not got the message, a message.
Oh, well, I'd better get that room ready, Humphrey. Yeah, leave that to me, I'll see to it. Now, I wonder if Oswald Higginbottom, the Dormouse, is coming.
Yeah, he's on the phone and he sounds annoyed. Not Ozzy, Council Committee of the Education, McGinty.
Well, Higginbottom said Ozzy has a bit of a cold.
Yeah, that's right. He slept in the coal shed last night.
Ozzy did?
Yeah, Mr. Higginbottom's greyhound's not well, and he's had to have Ozzy's bed.
Brocklebank, he's on the phone and it's urgent.
I'm sorry, Alfie, what was that?
It's Councillor McGinty, he wants to see you in bed. Round at his phone box. The house.
Oh dear, you know, I expected this. I'm afraid I'll have to go round there.
But what about our rehearsal?
Well, someone else will have to take the rehearsal. Alfred, would you be a sport and take over the script?
Well, I don't know. What would you have to do?
Prompt.
Adam.
You know, tell the actors when they're saying their lines wrongly. Take over production, as it were.
Oh, well, I'll try.
And I'll keep an eye on them, Humphrey, to see how they get on.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Clitheroe. None of you know Councillor McGinty, I expect. But when he gives the orders, you run after him at the double. He can be a very disagreeable person indeed.
Excuse me, would anybody like a
handle
nice...
Handle the crack from you, hideous Harold, and I'll stand on that chair and I'll clout you.
What's going on?
It's nothing, Mrs. Clitheroe. Can't we get on, Mr. Hall?
Get on what? The hall, get on.
Yes, Mummy said I happened to be late. Yeah, and we mustn't keep Mummy waiting, must we? Otherwise, we might get sent to bye-byes without our cocoa and bacon wickets.
Don't you be rude or I'll smack you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all right, Mrs. Clitheroe. He doesn't really mean it. Mr. Brocklemite, Mommy, this can happen when you're rehearsing. It's called artistic temper. Mental distemper. Artistic. Oh, you do your notes.
Yes, you do, don't you, Alfie? I mean, would anybody like any more tea? Harold?
Not for me, Mrs. Clitheroe, thank you.
No, I'll have a dose of castor oil.
I'm warning you for the last time.
Can you behave yourself?
Leave it with me, Mrs. Clitheroe. I'll see he behaves himself. If he doesn't, I'll give him such a clout. Plenty of milk and two lumps, please.
Pardon?
You mentioned some tea. Oh, I wouldn't mind a cup and patch. It's all this plumbing. Get romped, prompting.
Yes, Alfie. I'll just go and put the kettle on. Remember what I said to you.
Oh, now, come on. Let's try again from the beginning. Off you go, Gillian.
All right. Ooh, you're having a party.
No room.
There's plenty of room. Have some lemonade.
I don't see any lemonade.
There isn't any. Now, that's the bit I don't understand, Alfie. Why do I ask you to have some lemonade if there is none?
Because it's all imaginary. There is no lemonade, but you've got to pretend there is some lemonade. It's all in your mind.
Oh, you mean you've got lemonade on the brain?
Yes, I bet. No, you have in a way. The lemonade's there, but it isn't. It's a play. It's what you call a fantasy.
It's what I call a load of rubbish.
Can't expect him to understand with his juvenile mind.
Listen, idiot. You'll be wearing that top hat round your neck in a minute.
Jimmy, don't start again.
No, well, it's him, Gillian.
Well, never mind him. Just try to do it properly. For my sake.
All right, then. Gillian.
Right, Gilly. Get Jimmy in. Serious. Get old. Carry on from the next line.
Your hair wants cutting.
I won't tell him again, Alfie.
That's in the play, you gum. Gillian, Carrie.
You should learn not to make personal remarks, Mad Hatter. It's very rude.
You're quite right, Gillian. I keep telling him that.
Why is a raven like a writing desk?
He's asking riddles now.
He's not asking a riddle for ordinary. He has to say it. It's his next line.
Oh, you mean in the load of rubbish?
Yes, the play. Alice in Sunderland. Wonderland, Bishop. Oh, I give up.
Here you are. A cup of tea, Alfie.
Oh, thanks, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Jimmy, your pal Ozzy wants you on the phone. He wants to explain why he couldn't come tonight.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Producer. I'll have to go and speak to him. Hello? I know you're not here, you crafty old dormouse. But I'm fed up. I've got nobody to clout. It's hideous Harold showing off and trying to be clever with me. I'd like to fix him. Yeah, like we fixed Noachin Harrison that time with the bucket of... Hey, has your dad still got some of that whitewash left? You remember, you know, he used it to decorate your front room. Good. Fetch some with a bucket tomorrow and we'll practice with it. Oh, smashing. When that Mad Hatter goes on the stage on Monday, he'll look like the White Rabbit. Careful, Ozzy. just balanced the bucket on that shelf over the door. Luke, fasten the string. Harold's coming. I've just seen him through the window.
There's a conditioning window.
Right, now get round the corner here and give me the end of the string, that's it. Right. Come on, idiots. It's time for your white shampoo. Try this for size, ugly mug.
Oh, me head. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, struck me with the bucket.
Oh, heck, it's a man.
Oh, I can't say now.
Oh, sorry, mister. It was an accident.
Oh, you'll have an accident when I get hold of you. When I get my eyes open, I'll close the both of yours.
Quick, run, honey, before
I will, you young spalpeen. Where are you? Come back. I heard you. I'll get you, you young hooligans. I'll know that voice again. I never forget a face.
Hello, Jimmy. I thought I'd just pop round while the interval's on before you do your little play.
Oh, thanks, Mum. Did my granddad come?
Yes. Here, just peep round the curtain. There he is, next to my empty seat.
Oh, yes. There's my granddad. Hey, flipping heck. He's drinking ginger beer. Hey, Mum.
What?
Who's the man sitting next to you?
Oh, that's the chairman of the Education Committee, Councillor McGinty. He's Irish.
Has he brought his shillelagh with him?
No, and it's just as well the temper he's in. He had to go back home and change his suit. He missed most of the first half.
I wish he'd missed the last half.
What?
Well, the first half's the best.
Oh, give over. He'll soon cheer up when he hears you.
When he hears me, he'll flip his Irish wig.
What do you mean?
I don't think he'll laugh at us.
Of course. Oh, he'll be very good. Don't you worry. I'll just go and find Ozzy and the others and wish them luck. Now, don't forget to speak up so we can all hear you.
Speak up. Speak up. Pipe down.
Well, James, I do hope part two is going to go well. Councillor McGinty has been most unimpressed with what he's seen so far. Still, you can't blame him when he arrives here and is greeted with a bucket of whitewash. Now, I trust you are all in good voice.
Well, I'm not.
James! James, what has happened to your voice?
It's gone. And I don't think it'll come back.
Jimmy, the curtain's going up.
Right, Gillian. Right, Gillian.
James, you were pulling my leg. What a cruel joke. Now, on you go.
Oh, heck. All right. I wish I'd been doing Long John Silver. I could have disguised myself with a beard and hey, that's it.
Oh, come on, you miserable hare. Sit at the table. The curtain's going up.
Ew, you're having a party.
No room. No room.
There's plenty of room.
How would he like some lemonade? There won't be any, see?
Hey, what do you think you're doing?
Acting.
Look, I've forgotten my lines now.
Here, he wants his hair cut in, Jim, lad.
What? Oh, your hair wants cutting.
You should learn not to make personal remarks. It's very rude.
I heard that me telling him.
Shut up. Why is a raven like a writing desk?
I'm glad you're going to ask riddles.
Ah, so be I, Gillian, lad. I mean, do we mean he find out the answer to it?
Exactly.
He should see what he means to her, me timbers.
Oh, you're ruining the play.
I'm saving me neck.
Who are you? A hare?
No. Long John Silver's me name. I bain't be a hare. I'd be a crafty ship's cat. Meow. 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 Meow.
Councillor McGinty. I don't know what to say.
Oh, but I do. I do.
It was diabolical.
The finest entertainment I've seen since Paddy McCafferty's singing pig.
Yes. You know, I must have put... You liked it?
Liked it. Everybody liked it. Though I've seen it once, I could see it all over again. And then watch it a second time as well. Very clever idea, Brocklebank, combining the two authors, Lewis Carroll and Robert Louis Stevenson, like that. Very original. Well done.
Well, I suppose James here should take the credit for that little idea.
Oh, aye, the boy. Brilliant, pal. The finest talent I've seen since that great Shakespearean actor, Old Vic.
Well, James, praise indeed. Hmm? What have you to say to that?
Hmm? I be all there with my ship's biscuits, Humphrey lad.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Tony Melody as Councillor McGinty, Colin Edwin as Humphrey Brocklebank and Harold Treadwell, and Daphne Oxenford as Gillian. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Kid himself.
Justice. I fooled everybody with my clever idea. We were all standing outside and Mr. McGinty was patting me on the head when out came Daft Ozzy carrying his dad's whitewash bucket. 5 seconds later, Paddy McGinty had stopped patting me on my head and started kicking my stit upon. Oh, talk about hot pants. Ta-ra!